This is Deacon Jim Thorndale here at the 2018 CAFER Conference, our 13th annual conference. A pleasure to be here. And we've got some great speakers today, but it's my pleasure right now to be with Steve Bowman from That Man Is You. Steve, welcome.
Thanks so much, Deacon Jim. Great to be here.
Wonderful to have you here. You know, it's a powerful ministry that you have, and it is really drawing men into your relationship with the Lord. But kind of explain to us what that Man Is You is all about.
Sure, That Man Is You, you know, it's been an incredible blessing from God. It has spread throughout the entire country. It's quite simple. We're asking men to step up as husbands, step up as fathers, step up as men of God.
Yeah. And how is it? How are the parishes responding?
You know, it's amazing. We've had 100,000 men go through this program now. It's been independently verified by Faith Advisors of the Gallup poll to be one of the most life-transforming programs that's ever been studied. And, you know, I'll be honest, we started it, and I was told that not one man would show up, that men just don't want to do that,
Yeah. And
that in all honesty, that men are that character that we see in the media, right?
Exactly.
That's not true. I know good men all over this country, sacrificial men for themselves, for God, for their families, for their children. Men want to step up, and we're seeing it all over.
Isn't that true? You know, Steve, you know, we hear that man is you, but it's got some biblical context to it. Just give us a quick overlay of what that means.
Sure. It all relates back to the story of King David that we get out of the Old Testament. And that is, King David was everything most men ever want to be. He was king. He was a warrior. He had all the money he wanted. And one day, he was walking about his royal terrace, and down below he saw a beautiful woman named Bathsheba, who was the wife of one of his generals, Uriah, and she was taking a bath. King David looked on her, lusted for her, sent for her, and he had her. And she became pregnant.
Yeah.
And to hide his sin, he had her husband, Uriah, killed, and he took Bathsheba as a wife, and he thought his sin was hidden. But you can't hide things from God.
Amen.
So he sent him a prophet, and the prophet told King David a story, a parable about two men, and one man that had everything his heart could desire, and a poor man who had only a lone ewe lamb. But the rich man stole the poor man's lone ewe lamb, and David jumped up and said, "As I live, that man should die." Prophet Nathan said, "But King, that man is you."
Yeah, what a powerful understanding.
Yeah.
What a powerful understanding of men at first temptation. The first thing you should have done was look away, and they just don't have, sometimes we don't have the strength to do it.
It's tough, and temptation is out there all over today. In many, many ways, it's always been there, but in our day, it's strong in many ways.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about That Man Is You, it puts men together with other men who are trying to do right.
Amen.
And it's one of the most powerful things to truly have a band of brothers that you can walk with. And you know, it's so true in life in general, and that is, you start to look a lot like the people you hang out with, and That Man Is You has given men the opportunity to hang out with some pretty amazing other men.
Yeah. You know, Steve always said, men need to connect to other men. They have to have that bond and relationship, because we need to be accountable to one another, first of all. And it also brings men into clarity of what we're called to be as men. But, you know, I want to thank you for taking time here, first of all, to be at our conference.
Oh, this is a pleasure.
This is important to us. You can take the time here for this interview, because I know you're going to be speaking very soon. But we'll be praying for you, and that God will continue to use your ministry to bring men closer to the Lord.
Absolutely. And all I would do is I'd encourage anybody who's out there who's listening, if there's a That Man Is You program in your area, join it.
Yeah.
Amazing things happen. If there's not, bring it to your parish. This is running all over the country. It's going international now. And it truly is life transforming. And there's nothing better than that.
And I will challenge men even farther. If it's not in your parish, you start it. Get this started. That Man Is You. You can go online, probably get all the information you need.
Yep.
And what's your website for that?
Easiest place is just type it in, spell it out. ThatManIsYou.org, and it'll get you there.
Beautiful, beautiful. I hope men take that challenge. Steve, thank you so much for being here. I'm looking forward to your talk.
Thanks so much, Deacon.
This is Deacon Jim Thorndale. We're here at the CAFER Conference, and we'll be back in a while.